This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week six. Can you believe it's week six already? We're a third of the way through the NFL season, and that means we're a third of our way through our NFL pick'em on CBS Sports. Congratulations to Foxy. Took home the win this week, and he is in the driver's seat, but it's not comfortable. The difference between first and second place is only 4 points, so there's plenty of heavy hitters in our group, and there's still time for you to join. Follow the Instagram link at Fade Route Podcast. Find it. Join our CBS Pick'em League, the option, and play along with us. Teams on a bye this week, adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. The Lions, the Texans, the Raiders, and the Titans. But we begin with the Thursday night game. I know, but we have to. Amazon Prime, the 1-4 Washington Commanders at the 2-3 Chicago Bears.
Such a primetime matchup. Just going to take Washington. Believe it or not, Carson Wentz is actually top five in passing yards. Just saying.
Jared Goff was leading the league in touchdowns. So, you know, this year is like topsy-turvy. It's like mass hysteria. Mass hysteria. I'm going to go with
Dogs
the Bears.
And cats living together.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Ron Rivera should have earned a little alleged superstar too after what he said about, you know, it's a quarterback-driven league. Oops. That's big.
Yeah, that was great.
My bad.
What's the difference between you and the other people in the NFC's quarterback?
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, God. Dallas is starting a backup quarterback.
Cooper goddamn Rush. Cooper Rush.
Oh, my God. Was it, was this mic on?
Oh, man.
PR guy's like, shit. Shit.
Somebody call Cam Newton. God damn
Ron,
it.
Do you realize what you just set up there? I have to be up here all night defending you.
Oh, God. Take the Bears. Take Khalil Herbert. Not even Justin Fields. Take Khalil Herbert. He's going to have a monster game. And, I mean, it's going to be ugly. All of the Prime Video games have been ugly so far. And that has nothing to do with the broadcast. That's just the way it is on a short week.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
Sunday. The 3-2 San Francisco 49ers going to Hotlanta to take on the 2-3 Falcons.
49ers.
Niners pretty easily. The 2-3 Patriots go into Cleveland to take on the 2-3 Cleveland Browns.
Take Cleveland, man. Cleveland's playing well.
I'm taking the Browns as well. Hunt and Chubb will have their way.
Even though New England's defense is terrorizing people, they're giving teams a very hard time.
They are, but Jacoby Brissett's not going to have to do much if he just turns and hands the ball off. I'm interested to see what Bailey Zappe will be the second week. We'll definitely find out. The 3-2 New York Jets go into Lambeau to take on the 3-2 Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay this week.
I'm taking the Jets. I don't like what I saw from Green Bay. They now had to fly back from London. You had a rift between Aaron Rodgers and Jaire Alexander. There's definitely something brewing in the Packers locker room. And it's the battle of the LaFleurs. And Matt LaFleur's little brother has been waiting his entire life to take it to his big brother. As a little brother, I know. You always want to beat your big brother. And he's going to want to take it, and he's going to make it happen this week. The 2-3 Jacksonville Jaguars take on the 2-2-1 Indianapolis Colts.
I like Jacksonville
on this. The Colts are circling the drain. Matt Ryan is done. What more can you say?
Matty Ice.
The 4-1 Minnesota Vikings go into Miami to take on the 3-2 Miami Dolphins, led by the immortal Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, Skylar Thompson's playing, so I'm taking the Vikings. I gotta imagine they win the game.
They have to, right?
Right?
They have to. Right? Unless they're not starting Skylar Thompson and it's just like they're the Wildcat again. Like Raheem Mostert's going to be in the back. You know, they're going to have four running backs. It's going to be fucking crazy. But you know what? The Vikings need to win this game.
I'm going to start a fight. He's gotten so much better.
I hate my father. I hate my life. I feel great, man. I feel great. Oh, my God.
That's what Matt Ryan says before he goes out of the field.
Oh my God. The 2-3 Cincinnati Bengals at the 2-3 New Orleans Saints.
This was a tough one for me, but ultimately I do think Cincinnati outscores them.
This is definitely tough. Like, the Bengals are playing down, and the Saints, I don't know what the hell the Saints are at this point. But I'm gonna go with the Bengals. I think they're gonna be more talented, and talent trumps at the end of the day. The Baltimore Ravens at 3-2 go into MetLife Stadium to take on the 4-1 New York Football Giants.
Yeah, I was very tempted to take the Giants, but I gotta think that this is gonna wear off at some point. So I'm gonna take Baltimore, even though their defensive coordinator knows Baltimore's offense in and out. I'm still sticking with that.
5-1. You heard it here first. The New York Giants are going to knock off the Ravens. Daniel Jones, we'll see. But Saquon Barkley, there's your star. The 3-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 1-4 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Tampa rolls.
Yeah. Pretty handily. Steelers are in a free fall right now. Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at The Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get The Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season. We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 1-4 Carolina Panthers, led by the immortal PJ Walker and Steve Wilks, go into SoFi Stadium to take on the 2-3 Los Angeles Rams.
Oh God, the game's in SoFi. I'm taking LA.
Pretty easily. The Rams have been a disappointment. They've been an underachiever. But they're going to get right this week. They're going to get fat this week. The 2-3 Arizona Cardinals go into Lumen Field to take on the 2-3 Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona. They played a really good game last week. But I'm going to take Arizona. They played a really good game against Eagles last week. I'm going to take Arizona.
Kenneth Walker. Remember the name. Kenneth Walker. Go Hawks. They're going to take this one. The 4-1 Bills go into Arrowhead to take on the 4-1 Chiefs. The game of the week right here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo. You know, I think they've got Kansas City's number. So, yeah,
it's going to be close. I think Buffalo has enough. And defensively, they can stymie Patrick Mahomes. Your Sunday night special, the 4-1 Cowboys at the 5-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles only because they're healthy and they've got the better team. You know, team. If Dak was playing, I'd probably take the Cowboys. I'm gonna take the Eagles.
If Dak was playing, I would take the Eagles. But Dak's not playing. So I'm going to take the Cowboys, and we're going to have a three-way at the top of the NFC East. By nature of the tiebreaker, unfortunately, that means the Cowboys are in first. Bastard. But
sons of bitches.
The Eagles were this close to losing last week. They were this close. This week, I think they play a better team, and the better team will find a way to close. And unfortunately, this is your Monday Night Delight. The 2-3 Broncos also go into SoFi to take on the 3-2 Los Angeles Chargers.
Kill me now. The Chargers.
Pretty easily, right? You'd have to think so.
I think so.
Yeah. It's, you know, even without Keenan Allen, like they have to be able to beat this inept Broncos team. They can't do anything. The Broncos can't run. They can't pass. What are they doing? What are we doing?
Russ is out there cooking hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Russ is cooking something. I don't know. The meat might be bad. But Russ is cooking something.
Don't eat that.
Nope. Absolutely not.
This has been the Fade Route with D and Z. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Catch our podcast Wednesday nights on Anchor, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to your podcast. Until next time, stay faded, everyone.
Time for us to run the go route, but we'll talk to you next week. Want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.